This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome in to our Thursday get-together. It's the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Warren out today taking care of her mom and dad. So Victoria is here to take care of me. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, take care of you and the other people in the audience who want to know what's going on. So here's what you need to know. The latest in the story of police officers who get themselves into a jam. What's cooking here? Yeah.
Well, a Texas jury has sentenced a former police officer to 15 years in prison for the shooting death of an unarmed African-American teen in a Dallas suburb. The jury deliberated for 12 hours before deciding the fate of former Balch Springs officer Roy Oliver. In addition to the prison term, he also is fined $10,000. He was convicted of murder by the same jury for killing high school freshman Jordan Edwards, who was 15. This officer fired into a car full of teens on April 29th of last year, saying he believed it was moving aggressively towards him and his partner, and so the jury didn't agree with that.
What does that mean? One would wonder, aggressively, what does that mean?
Well, that's what he said, that he felt his life was in danger. It's the same defense that they all say. It's just in this case, he actually is going to jail. And I wonder, we were talking about juries earlier, I wonder if this jury just kind of got tired of hearing all the stories where these police officers shoot unarmed people, mostly black people, and they never go to jail for it.
Yeah.
They get desk assignments, and then that's it. There are so few cases where they ever actually go to
jail. Why do you think
that
is? Well, Victoria, why? Why does that happen?
I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, when we talk about, like, you know, the NFL, and this is what the police, this is what those protests are about, you know. This is the killing of unarmed black young men. That's what it's about.
Well, people are afraid. Why are they afraid of these young unarmed men? Why is there fear associated? Here's the story of another. You remember the story of that white Oklahoma officer who was acquitted last year of manslaughter charges? She shot an unarmed black man. She defended herself, she says. Protests everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's left the police department and now works for the sheriff's department, and she's teaching a class. She talks in the class about the challenges that are faced after critical incidents. That's what they now call them. Critical incidents, challenges that you're not prepared for. You're not prepared for because you aren't trained for them. Now, is it possible to be trained for everything? I don't know. I don't know. And I don't have an answer to that question. I think the answer is no. It isn't possible to be trained for everything, but aren't you supposed to learn or develop tools? And so she's teaching this class to others who are police, at least in Oklahoma City, trying to deal with things that are not easily dealt with or are severe challenges. But nobody's going to tell you that being a police officer in the line of duty is easy, because it isn't.
Right.
If you're really, really, really in an area, a tough area where there are a lot of incidents, tough people, big cities or whatever, and if you're not trained especially well, I think that's it. You see, I've said this all along. Maybe it's easy for me to say this. If you're not, you got to train them better, pay them better, and have fewer of them. I think that's and so these teaching of the classes. Look, I wouldn't want to be a police officer. I wouldn't. I'd get in too many fights and arguments with people because I'd tell them off.
And we're not saying that it's, like you said, it's not an easy job, and I respect anyone who wants to go into that line of work. It's just, for some reason, I never understood why does everyone who gets shot by a cop, and I mean every black person who gets shot by a cop, why are they always killed? Why isn't it just take them out in the leg or, you know, something to disarm them. It just always seems a little suspicious. And there have been plenty, we've had plenty of stories where cops have been caught on audio saying, if you're going to shoot, make sure you kill them, you know, instead of, and I think one cop, I think that was even part of a trial. The audio of the cop was of him saying other cops, you know, if you're going to shoot, make sure you kill them. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's barbaric. Well, yeah. We're supposed to be better than this.
Well, is it happening, speaking of that, elsewhere in the world, do we have, are there problems with this sort of thing in other supposedly developed nations? Why do we have such a problem with police and black citizens in this country? Is it like that elsewhere?
I don't know.
I was trying to think of what it was like in England, for example, where, especially in the big cities now, a huge influx of dark-skinned people from the Middle East. But I don't know that there's
the same... Well, in England, most of the cops don't even have guns. So
right, that's true. Yes,
that's
right.
Part of it.
Yeah.
Same thing in Ireland. It's, you know, it's a very similar system. And you know, it's they can often make the argument that knife attacks are way up in London right now. It's horrible with the knife attacks. And Prince Harry's been trying to talk about it and address the issue. It's very bizarre. But you just guns are everywhere here. And the cops have guns here. The criminals have guns. The non-criminals have guns. Everybody's got a gun. So... It's frustrating.
We may not be able to, we're not going to figure this out today, but it certainly is. Well, the general sense of how rough and tumble it is to live in America. Remember, was it yesterday we were talking about the 9-year-old kid who committed suicide because he was being bullied? Because, you know, here's another story, a 10-year-old boy needing hospital treatment, beat up by bullies in school. He refused to fight back because it is not, quote unquote, the Jedi way. Aden Vasquez felt in his soul not to hit back when he was being tormented by a classmate. This is very interesting. Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill saw this article yesterday. Luke Skywalker. He said he was astonished by the wisdom and courage of this youngster. Police investigating the allegations of assault. But look at the picture of the kid. He's beat to a bloody pulp.
Oh.
He can't even open his eyes. He's got cuts over his...
Oh, my God.
Did you see the kid? Did you see the picture?
No, I didn't,
all over,
but you're already describing it well enough.
Aiden, look up Aiden Vasquez. Aiden Vasquez. And tell me... Is that what's going on now?
Where do kids learn how to do this? Do they learn how to do it from their parents?
At 10 years old, 9 years old?
From their fathers?
Yeah.
Is it from movies? You know, it was never, maybe it's because I'm a girl, I don't know, but it never crossed my mind to do anything like this, ever, in my life. So it's like, why are you beating up a 10-year-old kid? It just doesn't make any sense.
It just doesn't.
Well, hey, you know what? Kudos to this kid. I don't understand. You know, you're being beat to a pulp, and you still don't even lash out. But hey, at least Luke Skywalker knows about you now, and so obviously you're a huge Star Wars fan, and you know, and Luke Skywalker himself reached out, which I love. Mark Hamill seems to be very.
He's everywhere, man.
He is everywhere. He's very accessible.
He's showing up everywhere. Yes, he is. In a moment. Some thoughts about John McCain. Right now I want to tell you about the changes in life. People, I'm beginning to get notes, and I know the people at Life Change Tea get them all the time, but when people respond to me about a product that we talk about on the air, I think it's kind of cool. And you all know that when I get behind something, it's because I believe in the all-natural components. I won't endorse something on the air, talk about it unless I know that it is all natural, and that's really the beauty of Life Change Tea. And the other teas that come from the folks at the website GetTheTea.com, they have a catalog. You can look at it online if you go to GetTheTea.com. But what I like about Life Change Tea, and Victoria likes it too,
you can feel it
going to work, actually, in your body. And I don't mean that in a gross sense, although it does clean you out. It really is something that you can feel in your gut, and that's what you need. Your primary defense against disease is in your gut. Doctors are talking about this all the time. Ken and Jack here on this program, bacteria living in your gut and how the good stuff keeps things going and the bad stuff plugs things up. So you need to keep the good things going. Life Change Tea is full of these good bacteria in the form of a sweet-tasting tea. A proprietary herbal formula brings those probiotics into your body that restores the good bacteria and cleanses out the toxins, the molds, parasites, bacteria, all the things that come from your eating some of the crappy food that you do. I know you do. We all do from time to time. So this is even something that's been featured on Dr. Oz's program, the American Gastroenterological Association, say that 100 times, Victoria, says that 33% of those people over 60 are constipated constantly. Life Change Tea will fix that. So you want to fix the problems, keep yourself healthy. A good detox is the secret, and you can get it with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. They will ship it free. Ready for more energy, are you? You'll drink it every day and like it. I know you will. Don't go to the store to get this because you won't find it. Only online at GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Free shipping. I think you'd be pretty happy you did.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, the life and times of John McCain, certainly there's been no shortage of coverage of that, discussion of that, discussion of him. I thought it was really special, Lindsey Graham, who I, you know, kind of take or leave. I don't know that he's the greatest guy in the world, but he and McCain obviously are friends. Some of the other friends who have been on both sides of the aisle saying things. I thought it was interesting. Trump called up Lindsey Graham the other day after he delivered his farewell speech to McCain and said, I think the quote was, he did right by his friend, which I thought was interesting. And Lindsey Graham said that Trump couldn't have been nicer. I think Trump is one of these people that kind of shoots first and then wonders what he shot at afterwards. And in this circumstance, McCain had really close friendships with pretty much everybody that's in the Senate. I mean, really close. You wouldn't find anybody in that body saying anything that other than he had an incredible career, served the public well. And when you look at the pictures of his wife going to sort of hug him, lean over at the casket, and then his daughter, just you can look at her face, you know.
It's terrible,
yeah. Yeah, it's sad. It's so. Anyway, again, another reason to hold a good thought. 21 after the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Live and let die. Well, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, time for one of my favorite parts of this program. As you know, music is such an important part in all of our lives, so we devote some time every hour to it. And once a week on Thursday morning, we have Throwback Thursday, a chance for us all to reflect on the top five songs from a particular week in musical history. This week, we go back to 1973 for the top five songs, including Paul McCartney and Wings with their treatment of the theme to the currently, at that point in time, popular James Bond film Live and Let Die. McCartney and Wings, number five this week in 1973. So McCartney, isn't it? It really is. And he plays this, by the way, when he's in concert all the time. He apparently loves singing this. Getting to it, because he liked the notoriety of being able to sing. It's quite an honor to be asked to sing one of the theme songs from a James Bond movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so that was number five this week in 73. Number four belonged to Diana Ross on her solo career, a ballad, Touch Me in the Morning, number four. Yes, you're going to ask me. No, I can't remember what the movie was.
It feels like yes. It went to a movie.
Yeah, it went to a movie. Yeah, it was. I can't remember the name of it. Somebody will.
That's the name of the movie, isn't it?
Was it? Touch Me?
Well,
no, I don't think so.
I don't know. There was a movie called that, but that came out in 2006. Guess that's a different one.
No. Uh-uh. All right, well, we'll figure that out. Meanwhile, number three this week in 73 belonged to Helen Reddy. This was a big time for her in the 70s. She was, man, she was big. Remember Woman? This was from that same album, Delta Dawn. I Am Woman. I Am... Remember that song? Please tell me you know that song.
Yeah, I Am Woman. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know who sings it, but I know the song.
Helen Reddy sings it, this woman. So we're listening to you now. From the same album that Delta Dawn was on. Crank this up there. I remember meeting her... I had interviewed her, and I was in some city in Texas. God, I don't remember. It was in the 70s. I can't remember what the pieces of the pie were. But I was with her behind stage, and she was sneaking a cigarette. And she didn't want anybody to see it, so she held it behind her back. And she said, "Don't tell anybody I smoke." Which is very interesting. Anyway, so, but she had quite a career for a while, about 10, 15 years, and then has disappeared. I don't even know what happened to her. But quite an interesting lady. Great story in her life. And she brings some of that story, her storied stories, to the caliber of her music. Let's listen to a little more of this. Everything she sings is a story. All stories. Next up, number two, Marvin Gaye's Getting It On. Man, this is a great song. Let's get it on. Get it on. This is from the same sort of catalog as Barry White's music. When it comes to getting it on, this is all about. Pretty straightforward, right down to the nitty gritty. Alright. So, the number one song, another story song by a group called The Stories. 2 weeks at number one, Brother Louie. You girls know this song? You ever heard it before?
Never heard this.
Yeah. Big, big, big story song. If you get a chance sometime, listen to the whole thing, because it is a fascinating story. Musically, as I said, there are a lot of stories in this. Before the disco era, a lot of story songs. 28 after here on the DJV show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S., so Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1-subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Republican nominee for Florida governor is defending himself against accusations that he was making a racist comment when he said this following his primary victory on Tuesday.
The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda.
That's current Congressman Ron DeSantis, who made that remark in connection with his opponent in November, Andrew Gillum. Last night, DeSantis explained,
I believe believe people should be judged based on their ability and character, regardless of race. But it's because of that that I know that socialism won't work in Florida. It's not good for any race, color, or creed. So this is not about race.
He spoke on Hannity on Fox News. The special counsel's team now asking a court for more time to decide whether to seek a retrial for Paul Manafort. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Percent of the country is interested in what we're doing. What's going on with the other 90%? Why can't we get them in line? This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn absent today, taking care of her folks. It's Thursday, the 30th of August. Victoria Keelan is here on duty, though, and so is Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. The funerals on people's minds are the funeral of Aretha. She has been in an open casket for 3 days. Each day, if you've been noticing, she has on a different outfit. So obviously the people in the funeral home going along with the family wanting to have Aretha look her best. And not have people see her in the same outfit every day. They change the outfit from one day to the next. So her service is tomorrow. And then Senator McCain's service is on Saturday, and there appears to be a great deal of interest. All the networks are going wall to wall, it looks like. What do we have to expect on both these funerals? What kind of coverage is Aretha getting?
Well, Aretha, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow, the Associated Press will live stream the invitation-only funeral service. That's actually coming from the Greater Grace Temple in Detroit. That is the same church where Aretha sang at Rosa Parks' funeral in 2005. So that may have been why they chose that that church.
Where did she start singing? What church was she singing as a child, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. So there's a whole list of performers: Stevie Wonder, Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson, Chaka Khan, Faith Hill, Ron Isley, Yolanda Adams, Jennifer Holliday, Fantasia, number of gospel singers. All of that will be included. Now, the major networks, CNN, or the news networks, CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC will be airing portions of Aretha's funeral. So if you want to set your DVR starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time, you can see some of that.
All-day affair. It'll be an all-day, you can be sure, it'll be an all-day affair with the celebrations and all the things that go on around it.
The confirmed speakers are former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, Clive Davis, Smokey Robinson, Reverend Jesse Jackson. They'll all be speaking, so I'm sure the coverage will definitely include that. A public concert for Aretha is actually tonight at the Cheney Park Amphitheater. That has scheduled performers Ron Isley, Gladys Knight, Johnny Gill, and Karen Clark.
If you have never heard Ron Isley, this is the time. The Isley brothers had some of the most fantastic music in the 60s and 70s, and they grew up with Aretha. And I think he's the same age or pretty close to her age. They were friends through their whole lives. I think they started singing together in the gospel choir in the church, if I'm not mistaken. I may be wrong, but I remember telling a story once on the air a long time ago of the two of them. Well, the Isley brothers have a dozen number one songs, and you can find them. I mean, you recognize them when you heard them. But there was a special bond between Ron Isley and Aretha, and that is demonstrated in his being in every facet of all of these events. Whenever you see anything about what's going on, his name is always there.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting also that Clinton and Obama are at that funeral, and then they go the next day to speak at the funeral of McCain.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I think Obama and George Bush have time on the podium. I think Clinton has been very public talking about both Aretha and McCain this week, which I find interesting. Because McCain was not a big fan of Clinton's during his time. And it wasn't about philosophy, because they both, you know, they sort of joked with each other about how Clinton was smarter than Newt Gingrich, stole all his ideas and got them passed, and he took credit for it. But McCain was not a fan of the whole business with Clinton, but he worked hard to keep him from being impeached. But he was very outspoken, as was Jimmy Carter, about Clinton and his escapades. By the way, Jimmy Carter says Trump shouldn't be... he was very interesting. Jimmy Carter is just this fascinating character. I remember interviewing him once, and we were in the Carter Library, and he's a short guy. He's shorter. I'm not tall, and he was shorter than I was.
Really?
We talked a lot about his. He's a very easy guy to talk to, and he loves to talk. He will talk your ear off. And he looks at you. He sizes you up. You could see when he was looking at me, he was just kind of sizing me up. But anyway, I thought this week he's been outspoken on a couple of things, talking about McCain and also suggesting that people ought to give Trump a break, which I find very interesting coming from
what Carter went through, though, right? He had horrible press. Everybody, president, he understands.
Yeah, he does. Yes, that's
what it's like to to really be in those shoes. So
yeah, right. All right. What about the coverage of McCain's funeral? What do you have on that?
So now for John McCain, he starting at 8:30 Eastern time on Saturday, his casket will be moved by members of the armed forces to a motorcade, and that will take him to from the U.S. Capitol to the Washington National Cathedral.
So yesterday and today he's in state in Arizona, and then his body is flown tonight to Washington. Isn't that right? I think that's what's
I believe that is
on.
Correct. Yes.
So tonight
his So tonight he departs from Arizona, and then he will be held. There's a viewing at the U.S. Capitol ahead of the memorial service, which takes
place at 11 a.m.
It's
just a casket with a flag on it.
Right. And so the service, actually, at 10 a.m., there's a private service that's held just for family, friends, and colleagues and various political leaders. Vice President Mike Pence, they say, will likely attend that. George W. Bush, Barack Obama will both be there. They're expected to speak at that private ceremony. And then after that, at 11, there is the, I guess, larger memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral. So it looks like there's going to be two different things happening.
Yeah.
And then the people don't know if First Lady Melania Trump, if she's going to be there or not. She was at, what was the last funeral she went to? Where she took the picture with everybody. Who was that?
Right. Recent. I can't remember it either.
Yeah.
All of the networks have all of their big guns out. It's not just the news network.
Oh, Barbara Bush. First Lady Barbara Bush. That's whose funeral it was.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
yes.
Barbara Bush.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So it's probably expected that Melania Trump will attend the public one.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's what's going on. If you want to watch it, it'll be hard to miss it, either of them. Actually, you won't be able to escape either one of them. And that's probably a good thing, because I think it is time for us to remember the goodness of these people. Listen, nobody's perfect. Everybody's got a story. There are things that will happen or will be said about people, you and me included, when we move on to the happy hunting ground. But that doesn't mean that there isn't something good to be said. I always find something good, unless it's Saddam Hussein or something like that.
Yeah.
His mother must have loved him.
I don't know. Maybe.
Who loves you, baby?
Maybe not.
42 minutes after the hour here on the DJV program, the weight loss programs that are around, taking off pounds. How do you do it sensibly? You think about half the country wants to lose weight. So how do you take pounds off in an important project like that and make sure you're protecting your health and your well-being? A lot of people go on these kooky diets and they get sick because they're not nourishing their body. Some people just stop eating, which is craziness. That's the worst way to try to lose weight. The best way is to use Calitrin. Calitrin is the most important way, the healthiest choice for you to lose weight. Support, support, support. And not only is it good for weight loss, good for, because of the ingredients, the Calitrin way is to use collagen, which is our protein source, to help you lose weight, but it also is great for your joints, your bones. This is a product that's been around for 30 years, and it promotes, encourages, and allows for healthy, lean muscle to be created as you lose the weight. You got to exercise a little bit, but it's so much easier because the collagen allows through the protein for you to build muscle faster and push out the fat, which you can lose easier. Bingo. You lose the weight and you're healthier all the way around. You've heard me talking about this. I've tried it. I like it. People on the staff trying it, using it, liking it. You can find the same by going online to toploss.com. Find the product. Take advantage of the special 10% off deal by clicking onto the DJV. Well, just when you go to the box, check it for DJV, and you get a free bottle after you buy three, 10% off what you're buying. Check that box. Make sure you tell the people at Calitrin you heard about it on the DJV program. Burn off the calories, get rid of the fat, be healthier, and feel good about being healthier. The process is a good, you feel good at the end of the road when you've lost the weight, but it's nice to feel good about going through the process. And you'll do that with Calitrin, available at toploss.com.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
We work hard at being healthier.
And what we really need is better quality sleep.
The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Another store closing? Well, we're here for you. Kohl's, with the best brands like Nike, Under Armour, Levi's, Adidas, Carter's, Hanes, and so many more. For your family and for your home. And the best savings with incredible sales, Kohl's Cash, and Yes to You Rewards. Kohl's is the best place to shop. Shop anytime online or go to kohls.com/stores to find a store near you. Kohl's, we're here for you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's find out what's happening on the farm or with your food supply. Food news, don't call it meat if it doesn't come from livestock or poultry. New law in Missouri this week went into effect prohibiting food companies from marketing products that are not derived from livestock or poultry. Don't call it meat if it's not meat. You violate it, you get fined $1,000. Law applies to meat substitutes like soy-based, plant-based meat. It isn't meat, it's whatever it is. I don't even know what it is. About all these, you go into the vegan section of the grocery store and you find all of that stuff. So they just say you can't, it's a big, Missouri's a big livestock state, big beef-producing state, so they're obviously going to be first on the bandwagon here. But there are some people who are challenging it in court, saying the state law attempts to stifle the growing grocery category of plant-based meat. It isn't meat if it's plant-based. I understand what they're saying. I support it.
They have to say meat alternative.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's again lawyers.
I eat a lot of that stuff, but I've never seen anything called just meat. It usually says meatless crumbles or meatless.
And by the way, there's nothing worse tasting than chickenless chicken.
I have not tried the chicken stuff. I don't do that.
Oh, gross. Okay, next question. Avocados, do they help with weight loss? If you're the kind of person who pays extra for guacamole or guacalamole or whatever it is and avocado. How many people are eating avocado toast these days? You know any?
Everyone.
My son eats it all the time.
It's on every menu. I love it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's all over the place.
I make it at home all the time.
You do?
I love it. Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. I would sign. This is a study, right?
Yeah.
They're doing
researchers
it.
Looking for 1,000 people. This is a study in the making. Want 1,000 people to help figure out whether avocados actually help with weight loss or not. So if you want to sign up, you get $350, I guess, or something at the end of the study, and you get 24 avocados to enjoy as you please.
I would so do this.
Where do you sign up, though?
I would love to be paid.
Where the heck do you go?
I think there's four different universities that are doing it together. So whichever university you're closest to.
Yeah, Google it. Oh, here it is. Loma Linda, Penn State, Tufts, and University of California in L.A.
Yeah,
they'll pay you to eat avocados every day for 6 months. All right, there you go. You want $1,000 or whatever it is. Yeah. Oh, it is. All right, you on to this, Kara, yes or no?
Sure, I will eat plenty of avocados
every
day. Sounds great to me.
Yeah, Penn State's close to you. Tufts close to me, or University of California in L.A. is close to me as well. Loma Linda, Yeah, yeah. A lot of California's big avocado state. So I'm sure that's why they're doing a lot of it in California. But yummy, yummy, yummy. Good for your tummy. It's 50 minutes past the hour, DJV time.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Post the latest in the world of movies, DVDs, all that stuff. Nobody knows more about that than Chuck Curry, who's our movie news guy. Movie moments. So we have the music from Thriller, Michael Jackson in the background. What's the story, Chucker?
They announced yesterday that Michael Jackson's iconic music video, Thriller, which was made in 1983, was a 14-minute music video directed by John Landis. It's going to be re-released on the big screen on IMAX 3D screens this October. It's going to play in front of the new movie, The House, with the clock in its walls. That movie stars Jack Black and Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, have you seen the trailer for that? Man, does that look weird. Oh, my God, it's weird.
Is it a horror film?
Who comes up?
It's a kid's film, I believe.
It's a horror film.
Wait a minute, it's a kid's movie and they're putting Thriller in front of it? I remember the first time I saw Thriller, the video, I was like 10 or something when I first saw it, and I was terrified. I had nightmares. That's bad parenting.
There's no such thing as bad parenting. I would argue that Thriller is the best or the greatest music video ever shot.
For sure, really? But it's scary for kids.
Yeah.
Do you remember who did the narration to Thriller, Doug?
Yes, I can see. Oh, man. Isn't that awful?
I know this
big
one.
Voiced. You do? Vincent Price.
Price.
Thank you.
Yes,
yep.
Vincent Price.
There it is.
Awesome.
Good to get there. Yep, right. All right, speaking of awesome, Chucker has more movie news for us right after this. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All right, I want to know what the story is, the story behind the story when it comes to things having to do with movies. I go right to Chucker. So what's the scoop? Why is Alec Baldwin really leaving the Joker? Yesterday we were talking about him playing the father, Batman's father. Now he's out. What's the scoop?
Yeah, I mean, evidently 48 hours ago, according to the Hollywood Reporter, Alec Baldwin was cast to play Thomas Wayne, which is Bruce Wayne's father, in his standalone Joker movie over at Warner Brothers. He evidently agreed, and then 48 hours later, it appears he's backed out of the project. I don't know the reason why. We may never know. It might just be he got maybe got too much publicity and just felt that he didn't want to do the role anymore. A lot of people were saying online what the role exactly was going to be. He kept denying that. Not that
well,
he
was what
was
it? Was it a dark? He's played dark roles before, though.
As I said the other day, he's had 140, I think, two acting credits, very diverse. He's a really good actor. I have no idea, to be honest with you, why he passed. I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not.
All right. Okay, then what do you know?
First Man, the new Neil Armstrong biopic starring Ryan Gosling, got a 3-minute standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival and then garnered a bunch of really outstanding reviews, making it a Oscar frontrunner probably this year. I think that's good news. I didn't really like the trailer. But I'm glad this movie's being well received because I think the industry needs these Oscar front running films to be big studio releases.
Tell us what the movie is about, Chucker. What's it about?
It's about astronaut Neil Armstrong.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to the moon. Everything in his life is Ryan Gosling a good?
Yeah, he's the star of
La La Land.
La La Land.
Yeah, right.
I like him, but I don't love him.
But is he a good choice for?
I really like him.
Is he a good choice for Neil Armstrong? One wonders.
I don't know. I didn't see the film.
Yeah. When is
he's
the film out?
He's a great actor, so
it comes out in October.
Oh, okay.
One more bit of movie news. They're going to re-release Steven Spielberg's Oscar-winning Holocaust film Schindler's List on December 7th in limited release.
It's been
remastered digitally for the 25th anniversary. Oh. So people who have never seen on.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.